Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Susan Spaulding's here. Susan is the author of Life 2.0, Recalibrate for Life 2.0. It's all about transition stories for business leaders. She's the principal at Recalibrate Strategies, and she's our good friend, Susan Spaulding. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. So I was telling the audience before you got here about the different components, maybe we could call it. You probably got a better term for it. For the retirement process, there's the financial part, there's the professional part, there's the technical part, the practical part. And one of the things you got on your mind today is the community part.
And it's a huge part to thoroughly enjoying Life 2.0.
When you talk about community and retirement, tell us what's your frame of reference?
Well, community can be a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But it's really your community of colleagues, of friends, of family. And it's those who you really want to continue to have as part of your Life 2.0, your fourth quarter, whatever it might be, because it may be that they open the doors to that opportunity that you're looking for, whether it's an opportunity to volunteer, an opportunity to buy another business, it's an opportunity to just help with a project. It is all about your community and who you're friends with and who your associates are.
So is this something that we should have started earlier than retirement? If you're going to, in other words, if you're going to have a community after retirement, it's probably, you probably need to start developing it before retirement. For example, if I were to retire right now, part of my community would be my church family, which I've been building for decades, right?
Yes. Without question, you should be building it beforehand. And you really have to think about it a little bit differently. A lot of people have some community within their work environment, whether it's their coworkers or people who call on them or you call on your clients. There's that business community. But if you don't create relationships out of that community, they drift away as soon as you drift away from your business situation. So you need to put a little more effort into that particular community than others. And then, just like you said, it may be through church, it may be through some other social organization, but all of that is really important to begin to nurture now rather than later.
Yeah. I've seen managers and business owners even who were very active in the local chamber of commerce when they owned their business or when they were fully employed, and when they retired, they went to work for the chamber as either a part-timer or a volunteer.
Oh, you know, that's
so they got
example.
To continue to hang around with a lot of the people that they had been friends with all these years.
That's exactly right. I can give you a couple of other examples. For myself, as an example, I'm part of a women's organization. Never really took time to be involved. I was running a business. I was traveling a lot. I didn't really see a lot of point to it. But when I went into my semi-retirement of Life 2.0, I began to get involved. And I've had business come from these ladies. I've had friendships develop that I never would have imagined. I've gone horseback riding again with a group of them. It was just a surprising turn of events. The other group, I was talking to another business friend, actually from this group, who recently sold her business And she was telling me how she's reconnected with high school friends.
Right.
And how it was so surprising that the roots of those friendships run so deep and you can so quickly reconnect.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how all the baggage, all the stupid things that people had in their head when you were in high school, all that kind of falls away when you get a little gray hair on top. Some of those things are not as important as they used to be, right?
Exactly right. And so are the differences. If your lives took different routes, they come back.
Family does the same thing. I've observed family relationships that had been strained maybe for decades become reconnected and can be part of your retirement community.
That's a great example. Another one is through your life you have different volunteer opportunities, and that could be a really powerful connection. Another person, actually a person I wrote about in my book, one was a lawyer and one was an advertising agency executive, and they've both chosen to have Life 2.0 as executive directors for nonprofit organizations. And they went there from very different routes. One person, the lawyer, he just simply started to ask his friends, what's good for me? Where can I make a difference? And they kept saying, well, look at what you've done for this group and this group and that group. And he had the aha moment that maybe he could make a difference in helping a small nonprofit.
One thing I'd like to caution people about, though, if I could, Susan, and maybe this is just my quirky way of thinking about things, but I'd be careful transitioning to the leadership or to taking a major role of another organization. For example, I'm pretty sure I'm unemployable right now. I've been running my own company for 27 years. I'm pretty sure I'm unemployable right now. So if I were to retire from what I'm doing and go work for somebody where they were expecting me to perform, I'm not sure I could. I'm not sure I could pull that off. So I would be careful about what I committed to. What do you think?
Well, I happen to think that I'm one of those unemployable. I agree with that caution.
Just be cautious, Susan. I got to take a quick break. Would you give us a website, please?
Recalibratelife.com.
Recalibratelife.com. We're going to come right back and get some more of this wisdom out of Susan Spaulding. Her book is called Life 2.0. There's a workbook too, right, Susan?
Yes, there is, and right now it's on my website with for a limited time that you can download for free.
Wow, that's a great offer, folks. Be sure to do that. Recalibratelife.com. Go get that worksheet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.